On this week's Oxcast Extra, we've got David Gibb, Marketing Communications Officer for the Story Museum, here to talk to us about Alice's Day 2015. So what is Alice's Day?
So Alice's Day is an annual celebration of the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, and it's where the City of Oxford and all its partners and venues transform to run events based around Alice. So events, activities, workshops, performances, speeches and talks. So it's a really, really fun family day where the whole city gets together to celebrate the legacy of Lewis Carroll's great work.
Awesome. So am I right in thinking Alice in Wonderland was written in Oxford?
Yes, so Lewis Carroll was a don at Christ Church College, and he became very, very friendly with the Dean of Christ Church, who had a large family. And the Dean of Christ Church children really loved Lewis Carroll because he was very entertaining. Lewis Carroll came from a very large family, had lots of brothers and sisters, and he was very used to entertaining his younger siblings. So what he used to do, he would tell the Dean of Christ Church, the little family children, he would tell them stories. And one day they were on a boat ride down the river, and he began to tell this story about Alice Little, one of the youngest daughters, and it was about how when Alice fell down the rabbit hole and the adventures she had underground. And the children loved the story so much that they begged Lewis Carroll to write it down for them, and he did, and it was originally called Alice's Adventures Underground, but he later renamed it Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Right, that's brilliant. So going back to Alice's Day itself, what's happening on the day?
So there's loads happening on the day. We have a lobster quadrille, which is a mass participation dance and song at the Natural History Museum at 12:30. So if you'd like to come along and do some singing and some dancing with everybody, that's going to be really fantastic. We've got a live band and big choirs, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. We're also assembling 150 Alices at the Story Museum in the morning. So 150 Alices celebrate 150 years. So we're encouraging people to come and dress up and be Alice and come to the courtyard for us at the Story Museum, where there'll be a big photo shoot and a cutting of a cake, and then all the Alices are going over to Christchurch as well, so there'll be a photo opportunity there. We have a food market, the Pig and Pepper food market at the Oxford Castle. There's also talks and plays going on, and we also have some Japanese art and prints which have come specially over from Japan for us, which are being hung all over the city at the railway station as well, so look out for those, they're going to be amazing.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So for the 150 Alices, what's the criteria?
So the kind of simple answer is there is no criteria. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, whether you're kind of what gender you are or anything like that. All we're looking is for someone who really loves Alice in Wonderland and who wants to come and celebrate with us. So it can be any kind of costume as well. It can be in your interpretation of Alice. So it can be a dress, it can be trousers, it can be dungarees, it can be whatever you think Alice is to you. We want people to be creative and make it their own and really have fun with it, because that's the whole point of the book.
Yeah, quite right. So am I right in thinking there's a story trail going around the city centre?
Yes, so for this year we have recreated the 12 chapters of the book, mm-hmm. And every single chapter is represented in a venue in Oxford. So basically on our map and guide, which you'll find online, and also on the day you'll be kind of distributed from all over the city, you'll be able to see the chapters. So for example, we have the Pig and Pepper food market, and we have the Pool of Tears, the Story Museum, so you can technically you can see all the chapters across the city. I would say that I think you'd be quite hard pushed to do all 12 in one day, but certainly you can experience the whole book kind of throughout the day.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. I think I read that there's some walks online. Can you tell me more about them?
Yes, so we have the wonderful Mark Davis, who does his Oxford Waterways walk, and he is doing three walks throughout the day, all very different and all about kind of Alice and kind of Oxford and the relationship the two have together. Mark is very, very kind of an Alice expert. He's very learned, very, very interesting, and his walks last 75 minutes, and I'd really recommend anyone who wants to kind of see Oxford and also learn a lot, particularly if they're an Alice fan, but even if they're not, to sign up, because they're going to be really great, and Mark's a very, very fascinating guide and host as well. So highly recommended from us, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. Are there any sort of arts and crafts workshops going on?
Yep, so there's lots of kind of hands-on workshops. There is a pincer making workshop. So as I mentioned before, the lobster quadrille, if you'd like to take part in the lobster quadrille and you'd like to kind of make your own costume, then there's a pincer making workshop, so you can become a lobster at the Natural History Museum. We also have things like face painting as well, and both at the Story Museum and also the Bodleian Library as well, the Western Library, you can print a keepsake as well. So you can print an Alice themed keepsake as well. So there's lots of kind of hands-on and crafty things for those people who'd like to get kind of hands-on and make something really exciting.
So can you be any age to take part in the lobster quadrille? I'm quite curious.
Yes.
I'm considering it.
You can be any age at all. So I think one of the things we're really keen to push about Alice is the fact that actually it has mass appeal across all kind of countries, ages, types of people. Lots of people love it for very, very different reasons. And I think that's reflected in our events. So we really hope that what we've got is a programme of events which will appeal to everyone, no matter kind of where you're from. There's something for everybody, whether it's kind of people who are quite academic and want to look at some, there's at the Christchurch, for example, they've got an exhibition of some very wonderful photographs of, from Lewis Carroll. Equally, we've got things like the Lobster Quadrille, and we've got things like the food market. So I think there really is something for everyone, no matter what age you are or what your interests are.
Yeah, that really sounds like there are. What sort of theatre is going on?
So there are, we have a wonderful group called Teatro Viva. Now they are doing a kind of immersive theatre performance at the Story Museum. And that's of the tea party. So basically you can come and sit down at the tea party and they will perform a tea party around you, and
wow,
you get tea and cake and join in. That's going to be absolutely amazing. We have a wonderful street theatre group from Barcelona, and they are doing a version of Alice in Radcliffe Square in the courtyard. We're very, very lucky to get used to that. It's a really fantastic venue to have it in. And they have a giant Alice puppet, which they're kind of doing a performance, and it rides around on the bicycle, and it's absolutely nuts and brilliant. So that'll be really fantastic as well. And there's also talks and lectures going on at the old fire station as part of the Lewis Carroll Society. So again, even with the theatre and the live performance, there's lots of different levels of Alice to enjoy, and it may be something that you stand and watch on the street, or it may be something you book a ticket for and sit down and watch and get really involved in.
Yeah, no, that's great. What are you looking forward to the most?
What am I looking forward to the most? It would be terrible to say when it's over, isn't it? Because it's just been very, very, very busy time. No, actually, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. I think I'm very excited about the 150 Alices. I think that's going to be a real special moment, and I really hope that the people involved will kind of feel like they're participating in a bit of history, actually, and celebrating that anniversary. And I also think the Lobster Quadrille is going to be really fantastic. But what I think I'm most looking forward to is seeing the city of Oxford celebrating and letting its hair down and kind of enjoying this kind of wonderful, silly, special book, which means so much to so many different people in so many different ways. So that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing, I think.
Yeah. No, I imagine it's going to be fantastic on the day, just wandering around Oxford, seeing all these Alices.
I think so, yeah. I think we're I'm hoping for the weather. It should be 28 degrees all day, and then a spot of rain at 5:30. But
To cool off.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. At 5:30 is a good time for rain, just to sort of let everyone kind of know the day's coming to an end. So.
Do you have any little-known Lewis Carroll facts that you can share with us? Alice in Wonderland, sorry.
Yeah, so there's a few kind of little bits and bobs. One of my favourite stories, actually, is that Alice's Adventure in Wonderland was quite unusual in that it wasn't a slow burner, or it didn't take a long time to take off. On its publication, it was an instant success. It was a phenomenon straight away. And in America, it was very, very popular very, very quickly as well. And it was so popular that actually Queen Victoria wrote to Lewis Carroll and said, "Oh dear Mr. Carroll, you know, I absolutely loved your book. Please could you send me the next copy of your new book straight away?"
Yeah.
And Lewis Carroll, being a very kind of upstanding citizen, thought this was wonderful. But his next book that he published was actually a very, very kind of dry book on quantum mechanics and mathematics. So he sent this signed copy to Queen Victoria. I'm not quite sure what she would have thought of it.
Yeah, but probably not what she had in mind.
No, I don't think so. But I think that shows as well that he really did have a sense of humour, and he was quite playful and quite fun, you know.
Yeah. What else have you got planned at the Story Museum that you'd like to let us know about?
So at the Story Museum, we've got loads going on. So our courtyard has been transformed into kind of an Alice-y theme. So we've got lots of giant kind of cutouts of the original John Tenniel illustrations from Alice in Wonderland, which lots of people will be very familiar with. We have a kind of table installation where you can sit, and it's all kind of decorated with Alice-themed things as well. We have our giant stack of playing cards from our 26 character exhibition, which is now finished, but we've kept the playing cards. So it's probably about, 15 feet high, and it's a huge stack of playing cards all balanced up. It's absolutely fantastic. And that's got some Alice Tenniel illustrations on as well. So there's lots going on at the Story Museum, as well as the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, and as well as the 150 Alices. So, and the other thing that's really important to note as well is that all our exhibitions on Alice's Day are free entry to children as well. So it's normally £5 for children, but on Alice's Day, children get in free. So it's another reason to come down and see what's going on.
How much is it for adults?
It's £7.50 for adults. Okay. Normally £5 for children, but free on that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that just for the whole of the Story Museum, like all the festival activities? Or?
So everything at the Story Museum will be free on that day for children. If you want to come into our normal exhibitions that we've got, so we have Time for Bed upstairs, our bedtime exhibition, and our illustration exhibition, Draw Me a Story, it'll be £7.50 for adults for that, but children will get in free. And all the things going on around Alice's Day, like the Madhouse Tea Party and the Printer Keepsake, they'll be free.
Okay, brilliant. Have you got any Alice's Day events happening at the Cowley Carnival?
The Cowley Road Carnival and Alice's Day are connected because obviously we're on the same weekend, and I think we're very pleased that this whole weekend is just a mad kind of exciting time when Oxford really sort of goes wild, as it were. So we do kind of work together. We haven't got any events programmed within each other, but I think anyone who's looking for a good weekend, you know, to spend in Oxford, or anyone who's coming to visit Oxford as well, will have a wonderful time at both events, really. I think it's going to be a crazy weekend, certainly. Yeah.
If anyone wants to find out what's going on the day, should they just check your website?
Yep, so if you go to storymuseum.org.uk/Alice, there's lots of information there. There's also flyers in lots of kind of distribution boxes. You'll find them in most kind of cafes, pubs, train stations, etc. And on the day, there's going to be maps and guides available for free across the whole city, so hopefully you shouldn't have any trouble picking up one of those. The main information point will be at Bond Square. If anyone's kind of looking to get some information specifically, then that's the place to go.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.